Hot 91, the Sunshine Coast's best music. It's Nugget and Owl.
It's Rooster, who was at the footy on the weekend at the Adelaide Oval, the Port Adelaide Western Bulldogs game, who during the coverage, they kept crossing back to this bloke. He was on the hill at the Adelaide Oval, and he was absolutely nailing an entire box of Wheat Bix. But he was eating them completely on their own. Completely dry. No butter on. Because I love a Wheat Bix with a bit of butter on top. That's delightful, isn't it? That's a lovely little snack.
I'm not sure.
Are you not on board with even butter on board?
No.
Oh, okay, really. Yeah. Wheat Bix with butter.
I just like them the traditional way with milk and sugar.
As a breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
So old mate's giving them a good old honking on to. There didn't appear to be any evidence of a drink of any sort. There wasn't a beer around. There wasn't a Coke or even a bottle of water. He appeared to be drinkless and was absolutely shoveling these things in.
How many in a box?
Well, this was the value pack. So I think we're looking at maybe 60 or 70 of the Wheat Bix in the box.
Hokey,
so the entire nation is up in arms about this. Do you eat a food wrong? Because this guy's eating Wheat Bix wrong. I don't care what anyone says. Now that I've tried it, this is the wrong way to eat Wheat Bix. We want to know, what's that food that you do not eat the right way? We're all friends here.
We all have our weird little quirks.
What's that food you know that you eat wrong? In Nambour, Fee, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks.
Good to hear. My friend, very, very well. What's that food you know you eat wrong?
I don't eat a pie like a normal person.
Because there's a lot of different ways you can eat your pie. How are you saying it's wrong?
I take the top off. I eat the inside, then I eat the bottom and the top.
I got to tell you.
So you dismantle the
pie. Fee had me. Yeah, you like take it apart.
Yeah.
And then start again.
Yeah.
I'm with you though, Fee. I'm a lid lifter. I know that sounds like a weird term. I take the lid off, but then I don't, yeah. So you what? You treat the pie almost like a bowl.
I do, yeah. Mm.
And have people been horrified by this behaviour when you've eaten a pie in front of them? So,
I've come across people who do it as well, but my partner is just horrified.
Yeah,
I
no.
What I do.
And it's good that you know some others. I think we need to round you people up. The question is, though, when you're taking the tasty, tasty meat out of the pie, are you spooning it out or are you just getting in there with your fingers like an animal?
No, I use a fork.
Oh, okay. So you're forking it out,
yeah.
Then popping the lid back on and effectively eating an empty pie.
No, I just eat the top off by itself and then I eat the...
Oh, okay, so it's a three-step process.
Yeah.
Look, Fee, part of me wants to say each to their own, part of me wants to say you're doing that wrong.
Yeah.
At least we can admit it, though. That's the first step to admitting
it's
a problem.
Just enjoying that pie to the last...
Well, it's probably lasting longer.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're getting more pie,
and it's not as messy.
Not as messy? That's a very good point. And her pie's probably lasting longer.
You're right, because there's no delicate way to eat a pie.
Lasting longer than the ones that you and I, we demolish from Banjos across the road. Yeah. Fee, you keep loving your pies the way you want. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye. In Golden Beach, Stevie, how are you, sir?
Sensational, my friend.
What's that food you eat wrong?
Well, mate, it's not me. It's a friend of mine, but he has deconstructed spaghetti bolognese.
And there's not a lot of parts. Take me through this.
Well, he boils up his noodles and he makes his minced sauce that he's going to put on it. He puts the noodles on a plate. He smashes it with half a ton of butter. He eats his noodles. And then after he's finished his noodles, he had his mince. And if there's anything left, he dips his bread in the sauce and he eats that.
Oh, so he's actually worked out an entree, a main and a dessert for himself.
All in one hit, guys. All in one hit. He's a genius.
And it's funny you mentioned, so what you're saying, he's not using spaghetti, he's using noodles, and he's chucking some butter on there.
Absolutely, yeah, that's before he actually, and he eats that as it is.
I'm just hearing cardiologists all over the Sunshine Coast pull their cars over in an absolute moment of panic. But if it works for you, mate, and have you tried it with him?
No, I haven't, buddy, but he's got another recipe too, and he has Worcestershire sauce on twisties.
Yeah, Stevie, look, I think we're all feeling this. You need to not be friends with him anymore, okay?
I've got to be. He supplies my grandchildren with empty cans.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I'll get you some cans, mate. End this friendship. Stevie, you have a great afternoon. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, team. See ya.